Welcome back to Pesukei HaDaf. This is Rabbi Yaakov Trump, and we are going to be learning Brachos Daf Yud Beis today. The topic of today is the Witch of Ein Dor, and we're going to be focusing on the Pasuk which appears on Yud Beis and Beis in Shmuel Aleph Perek Chof Ches Pasuk Tes Vov. The Pasuk reads as follows. Vayomer Shmuel el Shaul. Shmuel says to Shaul, Lama hirgariz tani lahalois oisi. Why did you disturb me and you brought me up? Vayomer Shaul tsareli me'od. I'm in terrible pain. I'm in a terrible situation of Plishtim, Nilchamimbi. I'm being attacked by the Philistines. Velokim sar me'alai. Hashem has left me. Veloyanani has not answered me. Oid. Gam b'yodei ha'nevi'im. Gam b'chalamos. Neither through the prophets, nor through dreams. Ve'ekra'e. Lecha lo'idieni ma'e'ese. I'm calling you to know what to do. The Gemara uses this darshan that when a person experiences deeper shame and embarrassment, they can atone for their sins. How is this so? Because when Shaul describes the methods in front of him of communicating with Hashem, he does not mention the Urim V'Tumim. And the reason is because he himself commanded for the destruction of Nov Ira Kohanim, thereby destroying the Urim V'Tumim, or those who bore it, and therefore you would not mention that because he was too embarrassed. The Gemara goes on to show how this shame, this embarrassment, ultimately was something which gave him Mechila, gave him the kapara necessary. The context, what's going on over here? Let's understand what's happening. Up till now, Shaul has had battles on two fronts, internally and externally. Externally, the Philistines are getting stronger, the raids are getting more frequent, they're building up masses from the Gaza, and they're trying to attack from the coastal plain into the mountains of Yehuda and Israel. But in the meantime, Shaul's been completely preoccupied chasing down David. Every time the Ruach Ra, this terrible spirit, comes over him, he disbelieves David's overtures for peace and he keeps trying to attack David relentlessly. And now the Philistines are attacking on the outside and he's forced into this battle. He feels unprepared. He at this point in time has no way of communicating with the divine. And Shaul has been very dependent on the divine. He's been very dependent on Shmuel being in his life. At this point in time, he needs to speak to Shmuel. But the problem is that not so much of a problem, but for him it's a problem, is that he is outlawed, based on the Torah law, any people who practice connection or speaking to the dead. And so he goes on to the black market, he looks around and he tries to find someone, and he finds there is this witch who lives in Ein Dor. She's able to conjure up the spirits of the dead. He dresses up as not being the king, as being a commoner, and he goes to Pezo to draw up this the soul of Shmuel in order to seek advice as to what to do. Ultimately, it turns out to be terrible advice. Shmuel tells him he's about to die in battle with his children the next day, and he still goes into battle heavy-heartedly. It's a terrible, terrible time. But the first thing that happens over here in the passage that we're focusing on is that Shmuel, when he comes up, he says, Lama hir gaz tani, why did you make me so upset by doing this? So what actually happened? Did this really occur? Is this a dream? Can this kind of occurrence actually happen? So the Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, Umazolos in Perek Yud Aleph, says towards the end of the Perek that he says, Udvarim ha'elu kulon divrei sheker v'kozov heim. None of this, all this witchcraft, all this wizardry, doesn't actually happen. V'hem she'etziu bohem avdei kochavim, hakadmonim l'goyei ha'ratzois, kedei she'inhagu achareihem. This was simply a whole bunch of quacks, a whole bunch of people trying to demonstrate something which really, really wasn't. And anybody who followed it was actually within the Torah commands not to follow such people. And Oiv, Yidoni, the people who seek out the dead, it's referring to the mitzvah of don't be stupid. Don't follow people who aren't doing things which have any credence at all in any fashion. The Rambam says, oh, what happens over here? So what does the Tanakh seem to describe when it comes to the witch of Ein Dor? He says that was the exception. And that's why she herself was so shocked. The continuing psukim say that this woman was in shock. So she was completely in shock because this thing does not occur. Up till now, she would just issue a low voice and have the shades moving and a little wind blowing through it and little chimes in the window and making sure that people felt a little spooky. And that's how she would do it. She would conduct her business and take money from people, but there was no veracity to anything she did. But this time it actually happened, which is why she was shocked. But generally speaking, the default is these things don't work. That's the Rambam's perspective. However, the Ma'aser Rokeach, one of the Kabbalists who has a commentary on the Rambam, says, no, not at all, can't be. Dvarim Tumuyim Heim. He says, it doesn't make sense. He says, because when you look at this, the Tanakh seems to explain that this is the real deal. The reason this woman was so confused, based on Chazal, is because Shmuel appeared the wrong way round. Usually, they appear, the spirit appears in the reversed fashion, and here it was not natural. Therefore, she realized that something else was going on over here. There was another power which was happening. The real spirit of Shmuel was coming out. And there seems to be a debate through the Kabbalistic and rationalistic Rishonim and Achronim as to whether these things happen or don't happen, can happen, or are the exception to happening. And this is part of the discussion which is had over here when trying to understand this event which the Gemara is raising on Daf Yud Beis. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.